Last year, GTAC held meet and greets at coffee houses and restaurants to talk up the proposed $1.5 billion iron ore mine in Ashland and Iron Counties. Pinoke Hills Education Project Director Frank Kane says they're not taking a page out of the Gogebic Taconite playbook by holding these one-on-ones.
Present not so much of a discussion about the mine, but more of a discussion about the importance of preserving the water and protecting the water.
Kane says they hope to meet with people on all sides of the mining debate.
If they show up, that's fine. We're not looking to create problems with people, but if they come in and, you know, they're respectful and they have questions they would like answered, we'll answer them the best we can and open the dialogue up with them. I don't anticipate people showing up and being angry and, you know, ranting and raving at us.
He says this isn't a public relations gimmick. Kane says it's an effort to reach regular people.
Getting information to the supper table and the coffee shops and the living rooms is where the ultimate decision is going to be made on the mine.
Kane, Bad River Chairman Mike Wiggins, and Pete Rasmussen, one of the people suing the DNR about its handling of the mining company's rock sampling, will be at the one-on-ones in Hurley at 9 a.m., then Mercer at noon, and Mellon at 3. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.